huge day on economics, JobKeeper, JobSeeker, big changes. I'm joined now by Shane Wright, Senior Economics Correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Shane, hello.
Good evening, young marvellous Cavalas.
I love the way you added young there. What do you think about today's announcement? Earlier, the Treasurer tried to tell me it didn't represent a cut, but instead an extension. Look, both are right, isn't it? It is an extension, but it's less money.
Yes, exactly. You're both correct in your terminology there. So walk away happy. But yeah, see, like this was when this was announced, JobKeeper was announced and on March 31. Yes, it was going to end of September. No holds barred. We can't afford to keep going like this. Remember, it was going to cost $130 billion back then. Now we move forward to a freezing. Let me just say how cold it was in the Prime Minister's courtyard this morning when we got told this over an excruciating long hour that, yes, it will be continued on, extended until March, but at lower rates. We go from 1,500 per fortnight down to 1,200, then down to 1,000 plus, now a lower rate for part-time. Still, there's an extra $16.6 billion, and even by March next year, there'll still be up to 1 million people whose jobs will be supported in some way by JobKeeper. And if they're being supported, that means that business is around 30% down on their usual revenue over the past 6 months.
So what's the sort of assessment of from economists, from business leaders about how this will assist the economy? I mean, they didn't want it to be turned off, but is this good enough?
Well, they didn't want it turned off, but remember, there's also the coronavirus supplement that goes to people on JobSeeker plus parenting payment, farm household allowance, and a few other youth allowance, a few other things there, AusStudy. Then you also have all, like the banks were planning on starting to ask people to pay back some of their mortgage. Landlords were going to start saying, look, can you start to their clients, can you start paying a bit of rent? Laws around bankruptcy were going to come back to a bit more normal. So all economists and policymakers were really worried about this September cliff. And at least part of there's been an abseiling rope thrown down the cliff so people can start wandering their way safely down into the new untold world. But even today, you've had the Prime Minister saying, yep, JobKeeper changes and steps down, but we're conceding. Some people are going to end up on JobSeeker because we're having to start normalising the economy, normalising businesses, and that means coming off JobKeeper.
You spoke to the ANZ's senior economist, Sherelle Murphy, who warned about turning off the tap too early because it could stunt growth, create deeper unemployment, lead to a worse-off fiscal position in the future. Now, the government hasn't turned the tap off, but have they left it running enough? Are these changes too severe while we're still in the pandemic?
Well, ultimately, you're going from, let's say, roughly, once you have like just JobKeeper, the JobSeeker coronavirus supplement, you're looking at $12, $13, $14 billion a month extra revenue flowing into the economy through those two programs. That is going to be cut by a substantial amount. So I've seen one estimate that we've gone from a $100 billion cliff to about an $80 billion cliff. It is still a pretty sizable piece of K2 that we're talking about if we're into our mountain analogies. So it's still going to be an issue. There are plenty of people still saying, well, once we get through to like the final quarter of the year, the economy is still going to be a bit sick. It'll get a bounce through the September quarter, but it'll be a bit sicker come December. And that's all predicated on, God help us say, a Victorian-like outbreak of coronavirus, say in Western Sydney or in Brisbane. That would be a real problem for all of these forecasts and projections.
Look, I wouldn't wish it upon anyone living in this lockdown, I've got to tell you. I hope that the rest of the country is able to control this. Thank you so much, Shane.
Always a pleasure, my dear.
Shane Wright is a senior economics correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.